们还是翻到启示录。
We still turn to the book of Revelation.
第二十二章。
Chapter 22.
第七节
Verse 7.
看哪、啊、我必快来。
And behold, I am coming quickly.
第十二节
Verse 12.
看哪、啊、我必快来。
Behold, I'm coming quickly.
二十一节
Verse 21.
证明这事的说是了我必快来。
Verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I'm coming quickly.
阿们主耶稣啊我愿你来。
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
我们都知道，早晨三个早晨，我们在主面前一同来看一件很重大的事。
We know that for three mornings we're going to look into a very important message.
我们要说到主很快就要来了。
We want to talk about the topic that the Lord is coming quickly.
这句话是主自己说的。
These are the words uttered by the Lord Himself.
他不只说一次，他连着说三次。
Not only did He utter it once, He uttered it three times.
他再三地提醒他的教会，我必快来。
Again and again, He reminded His church, "I am coming quickly."
他说：“看哪、啊，我必快来。”
He said, "Behold, I'm coming quickly."
约翰在巴摩海岛写了启示录。
John wrote the book of Revelation in the island of Patmos.
当他回想六七十年前，有一天我们的主升到天上。
He was reminded that about 60-70 years ago, our Lord descended into the heavenlies.
是那朵云彩把我们的主接走了。
It was that cloud that lifted, that received our Lord.
所以，当他一直思念那位被云彩接去的主。
As he continued to meditate and miss the Lord that has been received by the cloud.
结果在巴摩海岛，圣灵就向约翰启示耶稣基督的启示。
Therefore, on the island of Patmos, the Spirit revealed the revelation of Jesus Christ.
给我们看见我们的主升到天上。
It showed us that our Lord has ascended into the heavenlies.
他怎样从橄榄山到云端。
As he has ascended from the Mount of Olives to the cloud.
然后从云端达到宝座。
And then he left the cloud onto the throne.
前面这一段他看得见。
The first portion John could see with his naked eyes.
那位缓缓上升的主他认得的。
He recognized the Lord that was gradually and slowly ascending.
那个身体就是从死里复活的身体。
That body was the body that arose from the dead.
我们每一个人死了都是朽坏的身体。
Every one of us, when we die, our body would become corrupt.
结果那个身体是从死里复活的。
However, that body arose from the dead.
那个身体是约翰曾经躺在主的怀里的。
That body was the one which John laid in the bosom.
他看见那个身体缓缓地上升。
He saw that body gradually ascending.
一直看到那朵云彩，再也看不见。
And he saw the cloud, and he couldn't see anything beyond the cloud.
他记得当初在伯大尼的时候，怎么在黄昏四点钟的时候第一次与主相会。
He remembered he saw the Lord the first time around 4 p.m. in Bethany.
他知道做主门徒这条路是从伯大尼开始的。
So John knew that to be a disciple of the Lord, he has to start in Bethany.
是在约翰约旦河外的伯大尼。
The Bethany that is outside of the River Jordan.
所以约翰福音就从约旦的河化和约旦河外的伯大尼开始说起。
Therefore, the Gospel of John started in Bethany, outside River Jordan.
等到约翰写启示录的时候。
Until the time when John wrote the book of Revelation.
他还记得他是在伯大尼与主分手的。
And he also remembered that he separated from the Lord in Bethany as well.
所以很清楚，跟随主的道路是从伯大尼到伯大尼。
So clearly, the way by which we follow the Lord is from Bethany to Bethany.
是从约旦河外的伯大尼一直到橄榄山的伯大尼。
It is from the Bethany outside the River Jordan to the Bethany near Mount Olives.
当约翰把云端的这一面启示给教会的时候。
When John revealed the story on this side of the cloud to the church.
他给我们看见 看那神的羔羊。
So John said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
所以我们看见约翰就站在十字架底下，能够亲眼做见证说，看那神的羔羊。
Therefore, because John has seen everything with his naked eye, the Lord hanging on the cross, he could make this testimony that behold the Lamb of God.
然后到了启示录，他看见那个刚刚被杀的羔羊站在宝座的中间。
And in the book of Revelation, he could see the lamb that was just slain, and he was standing on the throne.
当我们的主上升的时候，
as our Lord was ascending,
是那朵云彩叫约翰看不见。
It was the cloud that clouded his vision.
所以约翰的福音跟约翰的启示录中间有一道的云彩。
Therefore, there's a cloud in between the Gospel of John and the Book of Revelation.
当那朵云彩被挪开的时候，
when the cloud was being removed,
这就是整本的启示录。
Then this is the entire Book of Revelation.
当约翰讲到云端的这一边的时候，
when John mentioned the story on this side of the cloud,
他给我们整本的约翰福音。
He gave us the entire Gospel of John.
到了二十章已经讲完了。
And he finished on chapter 20.
但是约翰福音二十一章是又加上去的。
However, he added chapter 21.
我们的主还有话要说。
Our Lord still has words to utter.
他三次对彼得说。
Three times the Lord said to Peter.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么三次问彼得？
Why did the Lord ask Peter three times?
因为彼得在一堆的炭火面前曾经三次否认主。
Because Peter had denied the Lord three times before the charcoal fire.
现在我们的主要彼得在一堆的炭火面前三次承认他爱我们的主。
And the Lord wanted Peter to confess that he loved the Lord three times before the charcoal fire.
约翰福音给我们看见。
The Gospel of John shows us.
不止我们的主在父的怀里。
Not only is the Lord is in the bosom of the Father.
约翰也在主的怀里。
John was also in the bosom of the Lord.
整本约翰福音只有两次提的 bosom， 提的怀。
The entire Gospel of John only used the reference to bosom twice.
这两次提的 bosom 就把整本的约翰福音为我们解开。
Because the two references to the bosom, it opened up the entire Gospel of John.
一面给我们看父怀里的独生子。
First, we saw the only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father.
他怎样父住在他里面，他也怎样住在父的里面。
How the Father dwells in the Son, and the Son dwells in the Father.
但是约翰福音不只告诉我们耶稣基督是神的儿子。
However, the Gospel of John not only tells us that he is the Son of God.
也告诉我们说他是真葡萄树。
The Gospel of John also tells us that he is the true vine.
我们应当住在他里面。
And we have to abide in him.
主也应当住在我们里面。
Just like the Lord has to dwell in us.
这一幅图画就是约翰怎样躺在主的怀里。
This is the picture by which John lays in the bosom of our Lord.
约翰代表所有的圣徒，所有的整个的教会。
John represented all the saints, all the churches.
你看见说，当我们与基督联合的时候，
You see that when we're in union with Christ,
就好像葡萄树的枝子和葡萄树联合一样。
It's just like the branches that are in union with the vine.
基督的福音不光是客观的告诉我们他是神的儿子。
The gospel of the Christ is not just subjectively telling us that he is the Son of God.
基督的福音也告诉我们说，我们能像约翰一样，能躺在主的怀里。
The gospel of Christ also tells us that just like John, we can also lay in the bosom of the Lord.
所以约翰福音告诉我们怎样与基督联合。
Therefore, the gospel of John speaks to how we can be in union with the Lord.
以他的历史做我们的历史。
So we can use his history as our history.
Christ's history as our history.
So we can use Christ's history as our
history. 而且基督的经历也变成我们的经历。
Also, Christ's experience can also be our experience.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 这叫做与基督联合。
This is the meaning of being in union with Christ.
我们的主怎样躺在父的怀里。
As our Lord is in the bosom of the Father.
我们也应该同样的怎样躺在主的怀里。
Likewise, we also need to lay in the bosom of the Son, in the Lord.
当彼得三次否认主以后，
After Peter denied the Lord three times,
主问说，你爱我 比这些更深吗？
The Lord asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
一个在主怀里的，
One who is in the bosom of the Lord.
他最能够听见我们主心跳的声音。
That person can really listen to the heartbeat of our Lord.
他应该最明白神的旨意。
He is the one who can most understand the will of God.
他与主亲近到不能再亲近。
He is so close to the Lord, he cannot be even any closer.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当你读完了约翰福音，
After you finish reading the Gospel of John,
你知道说一面给我们看见我们的主是怎样的为主。
On one hand, Gospel of John shows us who this Lord is.
他是基督，是神的儿子。
He is Christ, the Son of God.
但另一面，
On the other hand,
因主宝惠师圣灵住在我们里面。
Because the Helper dwells in us.
所以我们知道说我们就能住在基督里面，基督也能住在我们里面。
Therefore, we know we can also dwell in Christ, and Christ can dwell in us.
这是云端的这一面。
This is the story on this side of the cloud.
那到底主升从云端升到宝座？
So, in reality, when the Lord ascended from the cloud to the throne,
那个故事就是整本启示录给我们。
That story was illustrated in the book of Revelation.
现在启示录也写完了。
Now the book of Revelation was finished.
约翰福音给我们看见怎样与基督联合。
The Gospel of John shows us how to be in union with Christ.
基督的历史怎样是我们的历史。
And Christ's history becomes our history.
基督的经历怎样是我们的经历。
And Christ's experience will become our experience.
但是云端的那一面。
However,On the other side of the cloud,
给我们看见基督的前途怎样成为我们的前途。
It illustrates how his destiny will become our destiny.
我们是没有前途的。
We have no destiny.
我们没有明天的。
We have no tomorrow.
但是基督有明天。
However, Christ has a future.
所以教会有明天。
Therefore, the church also has a future.
你看看今天教会四分五裂的情形。
You look at the church that has all these divisions and strife.
你要问一个问题。
And you want to ask this question.
难道真的我们能够彼此相爱吗？
Can we truly love one another?
难道我们彼此相见的时候一定要在 funeral home 吗？
As we greet each other, do we have to meet each other in the funeral home?
难道我们真的只有地到有一天到天上我们都要合一吗？
And is it true that we can only be in one when we get to the heavenlies?
我们一生很快就要到了尽头了。
Our life is coming to an end quickly.
你所认识的教会，
the church that you know,
是荣耀的教会吗？
Is it a glorious church?
你在等什么？
What are you waiting for?
你不是等候主说有一天主要得着一个荣耀的教会吗？
Aren't you waiting for the day when the Lord says, I'm going to gain that glorious church?
你看看今天教会的情形。
Look at the condition of the church today.
你问一个问题。
You ask this question.
教会有明天吗？
Does the church have a future?
你一生跟随主，忠心地跟随他。
The whole life you faithfully follow the Lord.
就巴不得主得着一个荣耀的教会。
You so desire the Lord to gain this glorious church.
一个代一代又过去。
But one generation after another generation.
主没有回来。
The Lord has not returned.
新妇没有装饰整齐。
The bride has not made herself ready.
我们要问一个问题。
And we have to ask this question.
教会有明天吗？
Does the church have a future?
启示录给我们最好的回答。
And the book of Revelation gives us the best answer.
因着有启示录。
Because we have the book of Revelation.
所以我们的脸能向着明天。
Therefore, our face can face tomorrow.
这就是为什么我们活在地上的。
This is the purpose by which we live on this earth.
所以约翰给了我们整本的启示录。
Therefore, John gave us the entire book of Revelation.
启示录讲完了，就好像约翰福音讲完了一样。
Just like the Gospel of John, when the book of Revelation ended, it seemingly has ended.
但是约翰福音讲完了，主的话没有完。
However, even though the Gospel of John seemingly ended, the words of the Lord has not finished.
比这些更深。
Do you love me more than these?
彼得怎么回答呢？
How did Peter answer?
你知道我爱你。
Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
他向来说话都是我开始的。
Peter always started the sentence with I.
彼得是很有把握的彼得。
Peter is one who is very sure of himself.
他说话的时候一定从我开始的。
Every time he speaks, he starts the sentence with I.
当他失败了以后，
After he has failed,
他对自己没有把握。
He has no assurance about himself.
他说主啊，你知道我爱你。
So he said to the Lord, Lord, you know that I love you.
等到约翰说，等到彼得说， 你知道我爱你。
Until the time when Peter could say, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you."
现在约翰福音可以结束。
Now the Gospel of John can end.
前面二十章是完整的启示。
The first 20 chapters in the Gospel of John is a complete revelation.
但是我们的主不能停在这里。
However, our Lord cannot stop at that point.
你有太多的真理，你有太多的启示，你有太多的 doctrines.
There's too much doctrine, too much revelation.
只有等到你说主啊，你知道我爱你。
Until you get to the point to say, Lord, you know that I love you.
圣灵说好了，现在约翰的福音可以完成。
Then the Holy Spirit says, yes, the revelation of John can end here.
启示录也是如此。
Likewise, it is also true with the book of Revelation.
当圣灵把整本的启示录给了到教会以后，
After the Spirit gave the entire book of Revelation to the churches,
启示录的启示是个完整的启示。
The revelation recorded in the book of Revelation is a complete revelation.
但是主不能停在这。
However, the Lord cannot stop there.
主不能说到了22章第五节就完了，不能。
The Lord could not stop on verse 5 in chapter 22.
他三次说
Three times he said,
就好像他对彼得三次说你爱我比这些更深。
Just like he asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
他三次说看啊我比快来。
And three times he said, behold, I'm coming quickly.
看啊我比快来。
Behold, I'm coming quickly.
看啊我比快来。
Behold, I'm coming quickly.
这个时候约翰听见。
At this time, John heard it.
在巴摩海岛被充军的约翰听见。
John, who is in exile in the island of Patmos, has heard it.
他看见了最大的启示。
He has seen the greatest revelation.
但是最大的启示需要一个最大的回应。
However, the greatest revelation needs the greatest response.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的主在十字架上把他命都给了彼得。
The Lord has given up his life on the cross to Peter.
主说你爱我比这些更深。
And the Lord asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
最大的爱需要最大的回应。
Therefore, the greatest love demands the greatest response.
这就结束了整本的约翰福音。
And this concludes the entire Gospel of John.
最大的启示，最终的启示，需要一个最大和最终的回应。
The greatest And of the revelation, the end of all revelation requires the greatest response, and the end in all ends of response.
所以最后约翰怎么说呢？
So finally, what did John say?
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
现在约翰启示录可以完成。
Now the book of Revelation by John can conclude.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
约翰记得他是在伯大尼与主相会。
John remembered that he met the Lord in Bethany.
他也记得是在伯大尼与主分手。
He also remembered that he was separated from the Lord in Bethany.
是那座的云彩叫他看不见主。
It was that cloud that prevented him from seeing the Lord.
从此以后
From that point on,
虽然他仍旧跟随主。
Even though he still followed the Lord,
他每天能够继续享受主的同在。
Every day he could continue to enjoy the presence of the Lord.
他读主话语的时候，好像与主面对面一样。
When he spoke to the Lord, it was as if he was facing the Lord, talking to
the Lord face to face. 他里面也享受赦罪的平安。
He could also enjoy the peace that comes from the forgiveness of sins.
但是不知道为什么。
However, he didn't know why.
好像他深处有个真空，不能够填满一样。
There is a ceaseless void in his heart.
在十二个门徒里面
，Among the 12 disciples，
他的兄弟雅各是最早到主那里去的。
His brother James was the first one to go to the Lord。
他活的是最短的。
James's life was the shortest。
他是第一个为主寻道。
He was the first one to be martyred。
当圣灵充满他的时候
，But when the Holy Spirit filled him，
也许20分钟，也许30分钟，他就到荣耀里面去了。
Maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, he was in glory。
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
他是个死的寻道者。
He is a dead martyr.
但是约翰是所有门徒中间活得最长的。
However, John, in the contrary, is the one who lived the longest among all the disciples.
彼得到荣耀里面去。
Peter was in glory.
连保罗也到荣耀里去。
Even Paul was received in glory.
现在剩下约翰，好像孤单的人就走在这条路上。
So only John remained, and he was by himself, all alone.
天天背起他的十字架来跟随主。
He carried his cross daily to follow the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他怎么走过这大而可畏的旷野？
How did he pass through this great and horrible wilderness?
他天天躺在主的怀里。
Every day he laid in the bosom of the Lord.
与主有亲密的交通。
And he had close communion fellowship with the Lord.
到了晚年的约翰是一个丰富的约翰。
John in his old age was someone in abundance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在整个主升天以后60年、70年的时间。
For the entire 60, 70 years after the Lord ascended,
你能感觉到它里面有一个东西不能够不满的。
You can sense that in John there is a ceaseless void.
他要问什么时候能见到主的面。
Because he was always curious as to when he could see the face of the Lord.
天哪，云哪，你把我的主拿去了。
The sky and the cloud has taken away my Lord.
什么时候那个云彩能再把它带回来？
At what time would this cloud bring my Lord back?
所以弟兄们
Therefore, brothers,
等到我们的主，等到圣灵把那个布幔打开的时候
When the Holy Spirit opened up the veil,
让他看见从云端到宝座是怎么回事的时候
And revealed to John how it became from the cloud to the throne.
约翰启示录第一章第一节到第六节是 introduction, 是前面的序。
Okay, so John made this introduction from verse 1 to 6 in the book of Revelation in chapter
1. 从第七节开始就是整个启示的开始。
From verse 7 onward is the beginning of the entire Revelation.
第一句话。
The first sentence.
看哪，他驾云降临。
Behold, his coming with the clouds.
约翰永远不会忘记。
John would never dare to forget that cloud.
所以讲到启示录的时候
So when we talk about the book of Revelation,
因为他心所想的乃是那个云彩
Because his heart was always dwelling on this cloud.
他知道是那座云彩叫我他与主分手的
He knew that it was that cloud that caused the separation between him and the Lord.
他巴不得他能找一点
So he so desired for the Lord to come back quickly.
当主启示给他那幅图画的时候
When the Lord showed him this picture.
因为六七十年他所想的就是主怎样回来。
Because for 60, 70 years, John was fixated on how the Lord would return.
好像雨每次地里月每次照明他都以为主很快就回来。
Every time there's some physical changes in nature, he thinks that the Lord is coming soon.
他等候主的回来，每一个征兆他都觉得主很快就回来。
Every sign make John feel that the Lord is coming back soon.
特别等每次你仰望天的时候
Every time he gazed upon the sky.
你只要看见云彩
He sees the cloud.
如果你爱主的话
If you love the Lord.
你知道说就是那个云彩把我们的主接到天上去。
And you know it was that cloud that brought our Lord to the heavenlies.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
你看见整本的启示录。
You see that the entire book of Revelation.
是从云彩开始的。
Started from the cloud.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and
sisters. 现在你知道说。
Now you know.
这里有一个人被监禁在巴摩海岛。
There is someone who is imprisoned in the island of Patmos.
我们不知道他过去六十年、七十年怎么经过。
We don't know how he passed through his 60, 70 years.
我们不知道在巴摩海岛他日子怎么过的。
We do not know how he led his life on the island of Patmos.
但有一件事我们知道。
However, there's one thing we know.
从启示录。
From the book of Revelation, we know.
约翰是天天等候主回来的。
John is someone who is waiting for the return of the Lord daily.
只要看见云。
Every time he saw a cloud.
只要听见脚步的声音。
Every time he heard footsteps.
他知道他的主很快就要回来。
He knew his Lord is coming back soon.
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
等到启示录快完成的时候
When the book of Revelation was about to conclude,
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们会讲许多主再来的道理。
We can talk a lot about the teaching of the return
of the Lord. 我们会讲到许多关于主再来的预言。
We can talk a lot about the prophecy of the returning of the Lord.
我们是不是一个等候主回来的人？
However, are we someone who is waiting for the return of the Lord?
1926年的时候
In 1926,
何秀文姊妹和倪弟兄在一起祷告。
Emmy Barber was praying with Watchman Nee.
她祷告说主啊
They prayed.
难道你真的要让1926年过去吗
Are you truly going to let 1926 slip by?
然后你真的要到1927年你才会。
Are you truly going to return only in 1927?
这里有一个人是天天等候主回来的。
Here is a person who was waiting for the return of the Lord day by day.
他有一次和尼迪翁走在福州街上的时候。
One day when Emmy Barber was walking in the street in Fuzhou.
他告诉尼迪兄说。
She told Watchman Nee.
我们会不会在那个路的拐弯就遇见我们的主了
？Are we going to see the Lord at the bend?
他后来把这个感觉写在他的诗里面。
Later on, M.E. Barber put this sense into a poem.
尼迪翁问过 Miss Barber, 这首诗什么意思
？Watchman Nee has asked M.E. Barber, "What does this hymn mean?"
意思就是说，当你走在街头上的时候
，Which means that when you're walking in the streets,
你会不会感觉就那个拐口，你就遇见你的主
？Do you have the sense that at the bend you would meet your Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们这些人只会讲。
We are talks only.
我们这些人只会教导别人。
We only know to how to teach others.
我们是不是个等候主回来的人
？But are we someone who wait for the return of the Lord?
刚才我们所唱那首诗歌。
Earlier we sang this hymn.
是一个被关在监牢里的弟兄写的一首诗歌。
Was written by a brother who was imprisoned.
他最后的十几二十年可以说在监牢里面。
He passed the last 15-20 years in prison.
没有人知道在监牢里面他经过了什么，想了什么。
Nobody knew what he experienced, what he thought about in prison.
是一个什么样的东西能够支持他经过二十个寒冬天和夏天
？But what thing could motivate him to last through 20 summers and 20 winters?
有一件事我们知道。
But there's one thing we know.
他留下一首诗歌。
He left behind this hymn.
也许在他最枯燥的时候
Maybe in his moment when he was
也许觉得他人生最惨淡的时候
When he was most distressed
也许他觉得最孤单的时候
Maybe he felt he was the loneliest
头一年
Maybe in the first year
也许他想主很快就要把他带出去
He thought maybe the Lord would take him out of prison
十年过去
10 years have passed by
十五年过去
15 years passed by
他等什么
What was he waiting for?
他等死吗
Was he waiting for death?
不是的。
No.
他写了一首诗歌。
He wrote this hymn.
他说：“你要不死，你要等候悲啼。”
You are not going to wait for death. You're waiting for rapture.
他所等候的不是一座坟墓。
What he was waiting for is not the tomb.
他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说：“我们一生应该有两个大的雄心。”
He said that we should have two big ambitions in our life.
我们若不是为主寻道，我们就应当悲啼。
If we were not to be martyred by the Lord, then we would be raptured by the Lord.
这是他在主面前的雄心。
This is what he has learned from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
这位弟兄
this brother.
他到底过了什么？我们不知道。
We do not know what he experienced.
世人只知道说他被关在监牢里。
People in the world only knew that he was imprisoned.
只有犯人在监牢里面。
He was a prisoner in prison.
我们的主钉十字架是列在罪犯之中。
When our Lord was crucified, he was numbered among thieves.
许多基督徒为主寻道，好像也是被落在列在罪犯之前中一样。
A lot of Christians, when they martyred, is also fallen among thieves.
但是弟兄姊妹
However, brothers and sisters,
当一个人写诗的时候
when someone writes a hymn,
他到底是不是无病呻吟，还是真的感觉？你从诗里面你能看得出来。
You can see whether somebody was just whining, or it is really has the deepest sense.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候。
When we sing this hymn,
我里面觉得我很惭愧，我根本不配唱这首诗歌。
Inside me, I felt very ashamed because I was not worthy to sing this hymn.
你外面可以很 sentimental 的感觉，很矫情的感觉。
On the outside, you can have the sense of a sentimentalism and urgency. However, brothers and sisters,
你里面真的渴慕主回来。
Inside of you, do you truly long for the return of the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？是约翰写了约翰的启示录。
You see, John was the one who wrote the book of Revelation.
我们知道说约翰是个等候主回来的。
And we know that John is someone who is waiting for the return of the Lord.
2000年来
Over 2000 years.
有多少人等候主回来
How many people have been waiting for the return of the Lord?
我们不知道他们的心声，我们不知道他们从深处所发出的声音是什么，我们不知道。
We do not know what voices they have from the deepest part of their heart.
有一首诗歌。
However, there's a hymn.
这是我们唱过的代诗诗歌。
There's a hymn that we have sung.
可以说代表2000年来许多圣徒里面真实的感觉。
This is, could represent the true feelings and sense from all the saints throughout all ages and generations.
亲爱的弟兄姊,
Dear brothers and sisters,
写这样诗歌的人,
the one who wrote such a hymn,
刚刚得救的时候,
when he was first saved,
他就读两卷书,
he only read two books.
一本是启示录, 还有一本就是丹尼书。
He only read the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel.
当他见到何时文姊妹的时候,
When he met M.E. Barber,
他觉得何时文姊妹在真理上永远赶不上他。
He felt that Sister M.E. Barber could never excel him. He always felt that M.E. Barber could not be better than him in teachings. However, he realized this was a person, a sister, who was waiting for the return of the Lord on a daily basis.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候,
so we truly desire when we sing this hymn,
我们要知道说, 一代过去又一代,
we see that one generation passes and then another generation.
你看见日头出来, 你也看见日头下山,
you see the sun goes up and the sun goes down.
一代过去又一代,
from generation unto generation,
每一代都有人等候主回来。
In every generation, there is someone waiting for the return of the Lord.
但是2000年过去, 主还没回来。
However, after 2,000 years, the Lord has not returned.
主不是自己说我必快来。
Isn't the Lord who says himself, Behold, I'm coming quickly.
难道说主说我马上就来吗?
Is the Lord saying that I'm returning immediately?
所以昨天我们曾经和弟兄们交通过。
Therefore, yesterday we fellowshiped with brothers and sisters.
主说我必快来。
The Lord said, I'm coming quickly.
他的意思不是我马上就来，不是的。
The Lord didn't say, I'm coming back immediately.
如果这样的话, 主第一个世纪没有来, 第二个世纪没有来, 20世纪主都没有来。
In other words, he's not coming in the first century, he's not coming in the second century, not in the 20th century.
所以圣经学者告诉我们说,
therefore, Bible scholars have told us,
告诉我们说, 这个我必快来这句话的意思,
Have told us the meaning of I'm coming quickly.
就是 I'm coming swiftly. 意思是我一旦动身了以后, 我很快, 火速的就来到。
The meaning of what the Lord said is that once I started this journey, I will come swiftly.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在我们明白了,
therefore we now understand,
为什么2000年主都没有回来,
why the Lord has not returned for 2,000 years.
主回来的就是末日来到。
Because when the Lord returns, it is the end time.
在旧约你讲到末日的时候,
in the Old Testament, when you talk about the end times,
那是耶和华的日子。
That is the day of the Lord.
是大而可畏的日子。
It is a great and terrible day.
是全地震动的日子。
It is the day when the entire earth would shake.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
世界讲的末日,
the world talks about end times.
讲到神的审判。
The world talks about judgment of God.
对基督徒来说,
however, to the Christians,
当主回来的时候,
when the Lord returns,
是新郎与新妇相会的时候,
it is the day when the groom meets the bride.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
对于世界来讲, 那个末日, 神的日子, 那个神, the day of the Lord, 主的日子, 乃是大而可畏的日子。
So to people in the world, the day of the Lord is a great and terrible day.
但对基督徒来说,
however, to Christians,
乃是欢天喜地的日子。
That is a day where we greatly rejoice.
没有多久就要遇见主了。
Because a little while longer and we will see the Lord.
我记得我女儿结婚的时候，我送给她一套的软体。
I remember when my daughter got married, I gave her a set of software.
这个一套软体可以让她安排在一年之内要做多少的事情。
This software would allow her to arrange all her things in a year.
这个软体一打开的时候,
when this, if you turn on the software,
就告诉你一个数字,
there's a number,
293,
293.
那就再过293就要走到地毯那一端了。
Oh, so in 293 days, she would go, she would walk down the aisle to her wedding day.
她过了不久以后, 她再打开了电脑,
a little bit later, she turned on her computer.
就是21天了。
It says 21 days.
这3个礼拜就要走到地毯那一端。
So in 3 weeks, she would walk down the aisle.
一个心腹在那等候新郎的时候,
as a bride waits for her groom,
她巴不得那个日子早一点的来到。
She truly desired for that day to come more quickly.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
那个日子并不可怕。
That day is not terrible.
没有一个心腹称他要结婚那天是大而可畏的日子，没有的。
Not one bride would call her wedding day that great and terrible day.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗怎么说呢？
So what did Paul say?
保罗说基督的日子。
Paul says this is the day of Christ.
这就是腓立比书，你看保罗怎么说的？
This is what Paul said in the book of Philippians.
那就是新郎跟新妇相遇的日子。
That is the day when the bride would meet her groom.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
到了那一天，我们要见我们的主。
On that day, we will see the Lord.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
圣经告诉我们，那个时候有婚宴。
The Lord also tells us there's a wedding supper.
在举行婚宴以前。
Before the marriage supper was held.
当然，新妇要装饰整齐。
Of course, the bride has to make herself ready.
那是新妇一生最骄傲的一天。
That is the day when the bride would be the proudest.
她的生命不光长大了,
Not only has her life become mature.
她这个时候不可能再把lollipop放在手里，不可能的。
She's not going to have a lollipop in her hand.
你有没有看见一个新妇，当她走到地毯那一端，一面还拿着lollipop？
Have you ever seen a bride holding a lollipop walking down the aisle?
没有的，你看这个新妇生命成熟了。
No, you see that the life of the bride is mature.
所以现在她站在新郎的面前。
Therefore, she stands before the groom.
一个好像白雪公主，一个好像白马王子一样。
One is like Snow White, and the other is like Prince Charming.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers,
那个最好的日子终于来到了。
That best day finally shows up.
这个就是主说我必快来的意思。
This is what the Lord means. I am coming quickly.
那一天就是新郎跟新妇相会的日子。
That day is the day when the bride would meet the groom.
但是弟兄姊妹，
however, brothers,
等到我们要参加婚宴的时候。
When we are about to
partake
the marriage supper, you see that the bride has to make herself ready.
但是弟兄姊妹,
however,
为什么主2000年来他不能回来呢？
How come the Lord has not returned in 2,000 years?
不是新妇迟延了，不是新郎迟延了。
It is not that the groom has tarried.
是新妇迟延了。
It is the fact that the bride has tarried.
许多时候婚礼不能够准时，因为新妇还需要补几个妆才可以。
A lot of times the weddings are delayed because the bride has to touch up on her makeup.
她要走的时候，她发现这里差一点，那里就差一点。
As she is about to walk down the aisle, she says there's something missing on her
makeup. 她走到地毯那一端，给全世界一个最完美的一个印象。
She wants to walk down the aisle with the most perfect image to the world.
她不光成熟了。
Not only has she matured.
而且你看见她给世界的印象是一个尊贵的印象。
In addition, her impression that she would give to the world is an honorable image.
我们最近才刚刚看过我英国王室所一个很盛大的婚礼。
We just witnessed this grand wedding of the royalties in England.
你外面可以有很大很大的场面。
On the outside, you can have all these grand schemes.
但最重要的时候，
But the most important thing,
当新妇显在人面前的时候，
When the bride was shown before men,
你所看见的新妇，
The bride that you see.
你就知道她从小的时候父母怎么训练她。
You will see how the parents have trained her up.
你知道她长在一个什么样的环境底下。
You see how she was being brought up.
她虽然不是皇室长大的。
Even though she is not of nobility.
但现在她走在人群中间的时候。
But as she was walking in the midst of the crowd.
你能看见这里不只是个成熟的女子。
You would see that this is not only a mature woman.
也是尊贵的女子。
This is also an honorable woman.
你要说她配得上她。
You would have to say she is worthy of him.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
有一天主回来的时候，
One day when the Lord returns.
圣经说，他要让众子完全显出来。
The Bible says that he will reveal the sons, all the sons.
这些人谁要把他摆在空中？
And God would put all these people in the air.
他们发光要像太阳的光一样。
And they will be shining like the sun.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Now do you see?
今天教会必须要装饰整齐。
Today the church has to make herself ready.
什么叫荣耀的教会？
What is a glorious church?
荣耀的教会就是长大成熟的教会。
A glorious church is one that has grown up and matured.
到了那一天来到的时候，
On that day.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见说我们的主就能够动身了。
That on that day, our Lord could start his journey.
我们参加过无数的婚礼，不是吗？
We have attended many, many weddings, isn't it?
两点钟了，结果新妇还没有来。
At 2 p.m., the bride has not shown up.
到了两点半，终于来了。
At 2 p.m., she finally shows up.
起头的时候，新郎是在后面的。
Originally, the groom is standing behind.
他老早就想动身了。
The groom really wanted to start his journey.
结果有消息来说，再十分钟，再十分钟，再十分钟。
However, the usher came to say, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes.
结果他终于走到前面来了。
So finally, the bride is here.
你知道他动身了。
You know that he has started his journey.
但是新妇还在那里。
However, the bride is still way back.
他还要走地毯这一段。
And she had to walk down the aisle.
但有一件事你知道。
But there's one thing you know.
现在新郎跟新妇相会的日子。
Now you know the day when the bride and the groom would meet.
你不能用送来形，不用马上来形容他。
You do not use the word immediately to.
你只能用 swiftly 来形容他。
You could only use the word swiftly.
没有多久了。
Not.
弟兄姊妹。
In no time.
到了这个时候。
At this time.
你知道新郎跟新妇相遇的日子实在是很近。
You know that the time when the groom would meet the bride is surely coming swiftly.
所以昨天早晨
Therefore, yesterday morning,
我们根据主的话
according to the word of the Lord,
全本圣经里面有1800多个预言
There are about 1800 prophecies in the Bible.
分成两大部分
And we can categorize them into two groups.
一部分预言主第一次来
The first group would talk about the first coming of the Lord.
一部分预言主第二次来
The second group would talk about the second coming of the Lord.
主第一次来怎样按住字面一个一个都应验。
All the prophecies about the first return of the Lord has been fulfilled literally.
所以我们知道 first coming. 所以第二次我们就知道说等还有第二部分的预言就是主第二次如果来的话他的预言也完完全全按着字面来应验。
So we also know all the prophecies about the second return of the Lord would be literally fulfilled one by one.
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
现在我们清楚了
Now we see,
在主的预言里面
among the prophecies of the Lord,
我们主自己亲自说了个预言
Our Lord has personally uttered a parable.
他说无花果树发嫩长叶的时候
He said that when the fig tree's branch has already become tender and put forth its leaves,
夏天就到了
Summer is near.
这里无花果树是指以色列说的。
Here the fig tree represents Israel.
我们的主曾经咒诅无花果树。
Our Lord has once cursed the fig tree.
结果呢，我们知道无花果树就开始枯干了。
Ultimately, the fig tree started to wither.
所以我们知道说，大概在主后七十年到一百三十五年的时候。
So we know that between 70 AD and 135 AD,
我们知道以色列国终于走入历史了。
We know that the nation of Israel finally was abolished in the history.
以色列这个国家在整个的 planet, 我们行星里面已经完全消失了。
So the nation of Israel totally disappeared from our planet.
但是根据主的预言
However, according to the prophecy of the Lord,
有一天这无花果树要重新发嫩长叶。
In some time, the fig tree's branch has already become tender and would put forth its leaves.
所以等到无花果树发嫩长叶的时候
So when its branch has already become tender and put forth its leaves,
夏天就近了
Summer is near.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个预言就告诉我们说以色列有一天要复国
This parable tells us that one day the nation of Israel will
be restored. 等到以色列复国的时候
When the nation of Israel is restored,
你知道夏天就来了已经近了
You know that summer is near.
然后主说人子就近了。
And then the Lord also says the Son of Man is at the door.
他到底有多近呢
？How close is the Son of Man?
这里没有说人子到了。
It did not say that the Son of Man is here.
如果人子到了，就表示1948年那一年主就回来了。
If it says the Son of Man is here, then it means that the Lord will return in
1948. 人子近了，就是告诉我们从1948年以后，主就很快就要来到。
But because he says the Son of Man is near, it means that after 1948, the Lord will come soon.
因为主已经在门口了。
Because the Lord is already at the doors.
这个门口是多数的。
This reference to doors is plural.
主不止，也许到了大门。
Maybe he has only been to the front
entrance. 也许过了外院就进到第二道门。
Maybe he has already passed the courtyard into the second door.
也许进到内院，然后又进到另外更小的院子，第三道门。
Maybe he has been into the inner courtyard into the third door.
然后也许主敲你客厅的门，它大概是第四道门。
And maybe the Lord would knock on the fourth door, the door to your living room.
主没有告诉我们。
The Lord did not tell us.
你看见吗？主在这给我们暗示。
But you see, the Lord has given us hints.
你只要看无花果树发嫩长叶。
When you see the fig tree's branches already become tender and
put out fruit, 你就知道是我们的主已经站在门口。
Then you know our Lord is at the doors.
想想看，弟兄姊妹。
Think about it.
是主自己说，我一旦动身，我很快就要来到。
It is the Lord Himself who says that once I start a journey, I will come swiftly.
现在我们不知道主什么时候动身。
Now we don't know when the Lord has started the
journey. 如果我们知道主什么时候动身，应该很快就来了。
But we know that once He started His journey, He would come swiftly.
主还是没有告诉我们他什么时候动身。
The Lord has not told us when He has started His journey.
但主怎么说呢？
But what did the Lord say?
我已经在门口了。
He is at the doors.
如果主到我的家里。
If the Lord is in my house.
不管第一门、第二门、第三门、第四门、第五门。
Whether it's the first, second, third, fourth, fifth door.
非常合逻辑的一个结论是什么？
What is the most logical conclusion?
我们的主大概已经离开家了吧。
Our Lord has probably left His house.
他没有动身，怎么会跑到我的门口来呢？
If He hasn't started His journey, how could He show up at my doors?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见主要我们等候他。
You see that our Lord asks us to wait for Him.
主现在他多多少少给了我们一点暗示。
So to a certain extent, He has given us some hints.
他不要我们知道那日子那时辰。
He doesn't want us to know that day or that hour.
他要我们警醒。
However, He wants us to be on the alert.
在我们想不到的时候，主就来了。
For at a day that we cannot understand or know,
为什么那日子那时辰不知道呢？
Why is it that we do not know?
连子都不知道呢？
Why is it that not even the sun knows that day and the hour?
因为是在想不到的时候主就来了。
Because it is the time when you do least expected of him.
那你想不到，那么怎么办呢？
So if you can't imagine it, what happens?
主叫我们预备好。
So the Lord tells us to be prepared.
那预备好，你应该有的，你应该知道怎么预备啊？什么？你应该知道大概什么样的情形？
So if He asks you to be prepared, do you know how to get prepared?
所以，如果我们的主把自己藏得好好，你怎么样都找不到他。
If the Lord has hidden Himself well, there's no way you can locate Him.
但是妈妈跟小朋友玩捉迷藏的时候。
But when the mom plays hide and seek with the child.
如果她躲得好好的，儿女永远找不到她。
If the mom hides herself well, the children could never locate her.
但是妈妈希望把自己启示给她的小朋友。
However, the mom wants to reveal herself to her
children. 她很高兴，如果万一她的儿子找到她那个喜悦，不知道何等的喜悦。
She wants to see the joy the children have when they could locate their mother.
她明明躲在柜子里面。
She was clearly hiding in the cabinet.
她故意就把裙子露在外面一点点。
But she deliberately leave a corner of her skirt outside.
如果主不告诉我们什么时候动身，我们一点办法也没有。
If the Lord would not tell us when He started His journey, there's no way we can understand.
但是感谢主。
However, thank the Lord.
他好像露一点端倪给我们。
He has given us some hints.
现在你就知道说。
Now you know.
我们真是要警醒。
We really need to be on the alert.
主真的很快 swiftly 就要来到了。
The Lord would arrive swiftly.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, for this reason,
你看见主怎么说呢？
What do you see the Lord say?
主说，人子就正在在人子近了，正在门口了。
You see that He said, the Son of Man is near, right at the door.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
从1948年以后
，From 1948,
我们能够说人子近了。
We can say that the Son of Man is near,
正在门口了。
And right at the doors.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
如果客人已经到了你的家里的范围，不知道哪一道门。
If the guest has already arrived in the boundary of your home, but not
even
which door it is.
你说我还悠哉闲哉，我过我的日子，你根本一点的感觉也没有。
Can you still lead your life do di do di do and not have any sense of urgency?
不可能的，弟兄姊妹。
Impossible.
所以，因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
你看见主很清楚给我们个暗示。
You see that the Lord has given us a very clear hint.
很明显，等到无花果树发嫩长芽、发嫩长叶的时候。
When the fig tree's branch has already become tender and
before its leaves. 夏天近了。
You know that summer is near.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
原来神是用以色列来做时钟的。
Because the Lord is used, God is using Israel as a clock.
这个钟不是太阳钟。
This clock is a solar clock.
不是三代哦。不是三代、
oh, it's not a sundial.
但是这个钟呢是植物钟。
This is a botanical clock.
对，现在你看有一棵树。
You can see a tree.
如果上面都是叶子，你知道是夏天。
If you see all the leaves on the tree, then you know this is summer.
如果你看见一点的叶子也没有。
But if you see no leaves.
结果呢，那一定是冬天。
As a result, you know it is winter.
冬天的时候，那个无花果树就掉下来了。
In the winter, the figs would fall down.
掉下来的时候，它在枝子上面留一个坑。
As the figs fall down, there's a little imprint.
等到春天来到的时候
，When spring shows up,
那个新的无花果树就在原来的坑那个地方就长起来了。
The new fig would grow from the original imprint.
然后长得像 cherry 一样，樱桃那么大。
And the fig would grow to the size of a cherry.
非常酸的，很涩的。
It is very sour.
在歌颂之歌里面称作青果，是一个 green fruit.
And so in the Song of Songs, it is referred to as the green fruit.
所以如果你肚子饿的话，你可以吃那个青果。
So if you're hungry, you could eat the green fig.
主耶稣所找的就是这样的青果。
The Lord is referring to these green figs.
你知道吗？有的人读圣经觉得很稀奇。
Some people marveled when they read the Bible.
因为圣经明明说那不是无花果树收成的时候。
Because the Bible clearly says that is not a season for figs.
结果你看我们的主。居然要那个无花果树。
However, our Lord demanded figs.
我们的主有没有强人所难呢
？Did our Lord force people to do something they can't do?
没有。
No.
弟兄姊妹，如果你明白那个圣经的背景，你就很清楚。
If you know the background by which this passage is written, you will understand.
所以，到了春天的时候，你要看见很多的青果。
Because in the springtime, you will see a lot of green figs.
然后慢慢就开始长大了。
And gradually, these green figs would grow.
你看见说，它在里面就慢慢开花了。
And you see that inside it would blossom.
然后那个昆虫就从洞里面进去再出来。
And then the insect would go in and out through a channel.
然后就长大的过程。
And then the figs would grow.
但是问题，从春天到夏天。
But the question is, from spring to summer.
有的来一阵飓风。
There could be hurricanes.
所有在上面的果花果统统掉下来。
So all the figs on the branches would fall down.
所以你看见，在这段时间是无花果树经过考验的时候。
So this is the time when the figs would face trials.
你看见生命不止长大。
You see, not only life could grow.
而且它一定要住在无花果树上。
And these figs have to dwell on the branches.
所以什么时候试炼来到，结果它落到地上了。
So when trials come and the figs fall down.
如果经过了整个的春天。
If the figs have passed through the entire spring.
如果这个无花果树不能够经过考验的话。
If this fig tree cannot stand the temptation,
结果你到了无花果树下，很多的叶子你找不到一个果子。
Then you will come under the fig tree, you will see all the leaves, but you will see no fruit.
你看见那个青果，你就知道可能将来有收成。
If you see green figs, you will see maybe there'll be harvest.
如果没有那青果，一定没有收成。
However, without the green figs, surely there'll be no harvest.
所以我们的主就咒诅那个无花果树。
Therefore, our Lord cursed the fig tree.
从根就开始枯干。
And the fig tree withered from the root up.
今天世界上要面子，不要里子。
Today the world, people in the world wants form and not substance.
我们主要的是有里子，也有面，有面子。
Our Lord wants both form and substance.
你有里子，主给你面子。
If you have substance, the Lord will give you form.
你光有面子，没有里子，主连里子面子通通没有了。
If you only have form and no substance, the form and the substance will both be taken away by the
Lord. 从根开始枯干什么意思？
What does it mean to have a withering from the root up?
你里面没有，外面也没有了。
If you don't have the substance, the form, the outward would go away.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore,
这两千年来神对于以色列的教导是什么？
What is the Lord's teaching in this past 2,000 years to the Israelites?
你什么时候有里子，我给你面子。
Anytime you have any inward substance, I will give you outward form.
你外面可以有很大的树叶。
On the outside, you can have big leaves.
什么时候你虚有其表，没有里子的时候，你看见主叫他枯干，从里到外什么也没有。
Anytime when you only have form and no substance, the Lord will ask you to be withered from the roots up, and you will have nothing left.
主对待以色列人是如此。
The Lord treats the Israelites in this manner.
主对待教会也是如此。
The Lord would also treat the churches in this manner.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now you see,
因为这个缘故，
because of this reason,
你看见说结果主的话果然是不错的。
You see that the word of the Lord truly becomes true.
主没有强人所难。
He does not ask you to do something you cannot do.
是还没有到无花果收成的时候。
It is true, it is not the season for figs.
但是你看见在那个时候如果你看见那个果子的话，
However, at that time, if you see the green figs,
你知道丰收在望，没有多久有丰收了。
You know that there'll be abundant harvest soon.
结果这些都经不起考验。
However, if the figs cannot withstand trials,
每一个都落在地上。
If all the green figs falls on the ground,
主知道没有希望。
The Lord knows there's no hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and
sisters, 神知道怎么教导他的儿女。
The Lord knows how to teach his children.
神知道怎么管教他自己的儿女。
God knows how to discipline His own children.
所以感谢主。
Therefore, thank
你看见吗？
the Lord.
现在有一个时钟。
Now we have a clock.
在所有的植物、所有的树里面，无花果树可以说就可以告诉我们到底什么时候了。
Among all the plants, the fig tree would tell us about the timing.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore,
你怎么知道主大概动身了呢？
How do you know approximately what time the Lord has started?
因为主说他已经在门口了。
Because He said He is at the doors.
所以1948年5月14号，我们看见以色列复国的时候。
So when we see that the nation of Israel was restored on May 14, 1948,
我们就知道说现在主很快就要来到。
We know that the Lord is coming very soon.
但是主讲话不只讲一句话。
However, the Lord not only utters this one phrase.
神的话是由其他的神的话来加强。
God's words needs to be strengthened by other words of God.
如果你光看以色列，
If you only see Israel,
你看不清楚，
you cannot see it clearly.
如果无花果树发嫩长叶，
When the branch puts out its leaves,
如果以色列真的在众人惊讶声中站起来的话，
If the nation of Israel could truly stand up among all the amazement of the
world, 它给世界的影响是个什么样的影响呢？
What is the influence of Israel to the world?
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
当你读圣经的时候，
when you study the Bible,
如果你光根据刚才那段圣经，
if you only stick to that passage in the Bible,
你就下断案的话，
then you would come to this conclusion.
也许我们会错了。
And maybe we would be wrong.
但如果主的话，他四四面面非常周到地把它说得非常完全的时候，
If you can see all the context of all the words of the Lord together in one scheme,
那我们就非常非常的清楚。
Then we will see it very, very clearly.
所以你看见主不只用以色列来做时钟，当着无花果树来告诉我们什么时候。
So you see that not only did God use Israel as a clock to tell us when He's coming.
主还有一个办法。
Furthermore, He has another means.
现在我们来看一段的圣经。
Now let's look at another passage in the Bible.
以赛亚书第二十一章。
Isaiah chapter 21,
第十一节
verse 11.
第十一节
verse 11.
论杜马的末世
The oracle concerning Edom.
No, 应该是杜马，杜马，这个翻译是错的哈，这个肯定是错的。这是 NIV 吗？你是？
不是。New American Standard.
Yeah, 这个应该这个原文就是杜马论杜马的末世。
This is an
Duma. Duma. Duma.
Okay, this is an oracle concerning Duma.
有人声从西尔呼问我。
One keeps calling to me from Seir.
说守望的夜里如何？守望的夜里如何
？Watchman, how far gone is the night? Watchman, how far gone is the night?
如果你知道现在什么时候。
If you know the time,
尤其你伸手不见五指的时候
when you can't, it's so dark and you put out your fingers and you can't see them.
你看见说原来有人是不睡觉的
You see that there are people who do not sleep at night.
他们是守更的人，他们是守望的人
Because they are watchmen, watching their watch.
所以这个时候有人就问说守望的夜里如何？到底现在是晚上几更天了呢？
So therefore, people will ask the watchman, "Watchman, how far gone is the night? How far gone is the night?"
守望的说，早晨将到，黑夜也来。
And the watchman says, "Morning comes, but also night."
那弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
这就是全本圣经1800个预言里面其中的一个预言。
This is one among the 1800 prophecies in the Bible.
你知道刚才的翻译为什么是错的吗
？Do you know why the translation to Edom is wrong?
这个就是翻译圣经的人自作聪明。
Because the translators have become too smart for their own good.
等一等，我们要告诉弟兄姊妹为什么那个翻译是错的。
I will later explain to you why this translation is wrong.
原文是论到杜马的末世。
The original text is the oracle concerning Durma.
有人就把它改过来了。
And so somebody changed it.
叫做以东的末世，对吧？以东。
Yeah, and it changed to the oracle concerning.
为什么是以东呢
？Why is it Edom?
因为西尔山是在以东。
Because Mount Seir is found in Edom.
所以他们想帮神的忙。
So they wanted to help God a little.
你看见吗？好像神的话跟神的话对不起来了。
It's as if this word of God cannot correspond to these words of God.
所以翻译的人就动了手脚了。
So these translators do something tricky.
你如果去读希伯来原文，绝对不是以东，绝对是杜马。
If you read the original Hebrew, it is clearly Duma and not Edom.
也许翻译的人根本不知道杜马是谁。
Maybe the translators don't know who Duma is.
我如果请你们举手，你们几个人知道杜马是谁？
Please raise your hand if you know who Duma is.
恐怕你恐怕你有很多人是不知道的。
Probably most people would know.
那让我告诉弟兄姊妹。
So let me tell you.
这个杜马呢，是以实玛利的儿子。
Duma is the son of Ishmael.
雅各几个孩子，几个儿子呢？十二个儿子，对不对？
Jacob has 12 sons, right?
你知道我们的心是偏的，你看见吗？
You see that our we're partial in our heart.
我们爱雅各过于爱以实玛利。
We love Jacob more than we love
Ishmael. 当然有道理，因为以实玛利预表肉体，当然大家也不喜欢肉体。
Of course, Ishmael is a typology of flesh, and we don't like flesh.
但历史上还是有以撒，还是有以实玛利啊。
However, in history, we still have Isaac and Ishmael.
好了，雅各有十二个儿子。
So Jacob has 12 sons.
有流便了，犹大了，等等等，我们知道的很清楚。
So we know clearly he has Reuben and Judah, etc.
如果我考大家的话
，If I have to give you a test,
你们可以不可以告诉我以实玛利里面到底他的几个儿子叫什么名字
？Do you know how many sons Ishmael has and how many?
我想很快就考倒了。
I think you're all be tricked.
所以你们做圣经游戏，你们要专门找冷门的地方，不要找热门的。
So if you have to give a Bible quiz, you have to find these really tricky questions.
你只要讲以实玛利几个儿子，你就要举一个两个，他通通考倒了。
You ask how many sons Ishmael had, nobody would know.
但如果你读圣经，很重要的。
However, when you read the Bible, this is very important.
这里有一个默示是关于杜马的。
There is an oracle concerning Duma.
那如果你读代历代志上第一章那里有个家谱，不是吗？你如果仔细去看的话，原来呢，这个以实玛利老大叫尼拜约。
So if you read 1 Chronicles, there's a genealogy, and the eldest son of Ishmael is
叫尼拜约，尼拜约，啊，你看以实玛，我们看一下好不好？这个历代之上第一章第九节。
First Chronicles 1:9, and the oldest son is
尼拜约。
Cush,
对的哈。
Cush,
第一章。
Chapter 1.
对，第一章二十九节。
二十九节。
你看，以实玛利的儿子记在下面。以实玛利的长子是尼拜约。
These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael was Naboth.
记住了，尼拜约就是很重要的字。
This is a very important word.
你等一等读历史，你就知道到底什么是什么，你才知道。
Then when you study history, you know who is who.
好，你这个尼拜约是老大。
So Naboth is the firstborn.
所以大家记得，你讲的以实玛利后裔有两个名字，你一定要记得。
So if you talk about the descendants of Ishmael, there are two names you have to know.
所以我虽然不大认识你们。
Even though I don't know you too well.
但是呢，如果你靠近我的话，我一定问你，到你能不能告诉我两个名字的什么名字
？But if you come to me, I will quiz you on these two names.
如果你不想被问，你就离开我远一点。
If you don't want to be quizzed, then leave me further away.
所以两个名字一定要记得。
So you have to remember these two names.
老大是尼拜约。
The oldest son is Naboth.
老六是杜马。
The number six son is Duma.
好，现在有一个预言。
So now there is a prophecy.
是关于老六的预言。
This is about a prophecy on Duma.
明白吗？圣经明明说他是老六，他是杜马。
The Bible clearly says that he is Duma, the number six.
那这和希尔有什么关系呢
？So what does that to do with Seir?
希尔当然是指着什么？当然指着以东地来说的。
Seir of course refers to the land of Edom.
你知道说神就把迦南地给以撒的后裔。
You know that God has given Canaan to the descendants of Jacob.
神就把以东地就给了什么呢？就给了以扫。
And the land has given the land of Edom to Esau.
所以以东地有一个山脉叫西尔山脉。
Therefore, in the land of Edom, there is a group of mountains called the Mount Seir.
因为以扫啊是多毛的意思。
Because Edom means that he is hairy.
而且呢，你看见雅各呢是光滑的。
And you know that Jacob is smooth.
所以你看，这就是为什么弟弟抓住哥哥，哥哥抓不住他。
Therefore, the younger brother can grab the heel of the older brother, and the older brother can grab the younger brother.
所以一下就抓住他，全身都是毛，全身都是毛嘛。
Because the older brother is hairy.
好了，现在神把那块地给他。
So therefore, now the Lord has given him that piece of land.
神非常幽默的。
God is humorous.
如果大家有一天到约旦有个地方叫 Petra， 你往高的地方往西尔山一看去的话
，If you go to Petra in Jordan, in the high places.
远远看过就像多毛一样。
And you see, it's as if it's hairy.
那怎么可能多毛呢？
How could it be hairy?
神有一天就安排了火山爆发。
The Lord arranged for a volcano eruption.
然后火山爆发的岩浆啊，就流下来都是黑的。
And all this lava coming out of the volcano was black.
才远远望过去，是西尔山脉。
So you see it from afar is Mount Seir.
所以你知道这是以东地啊。
So this is the land of Edom.
所以很有意思，弟兄姊妹，以东地就是红海跟死海中间那块地。
So it's very interesting. The land of Edom is in between Red Sea, Dead Sea, and the Jordan Sea.
那个山脉叫做西尔山脉。
And that group of mountains is called Mount Seir.
那不光如此。
Not only so.
为什么叫红海呢？
Why is it called the Red Sea?
你到红海，红海一点都不红。
When you go to the Red Sea is not red at all.
红海虽然不红啊。
Even though the Red Sea is not red.
但是红海叫你想起圣经的故事。
But the Red Sea would remind you of the story in the Bible.
你记不记得这个以扫就用红豆汤，一碗红豆汤就把长子名分就卖掉了。
Do you remember that Esau sold his birthright as the first son with a bowl of soup?
所以你就知道，从此以后，以扫又叫以东，以东是红的意思。
And so from that point onward, Esau is called Edom, which is red.
神的幽默不只叫以尔西尔山是多毛的。
God is so humorous. Not only is Mount Seir hairy.
神也叫那里那些石头是粉红色的。
All those rocks are pink.
那 sand rock, 所以通通砂岩通通是粉红粉红的。
All those are sand rocks. They're pink in color.
非常非常美丽的。
They're very, very beautiful.
所以有一座城叫 Petra.
So there's a city called Petra.
中文翻译佩特拉。那这个城等于是玫瑰城一样。
This city is like the city of roses.
很多的城是盖在一个磐石上。
A lot of cities were built on a rock.
但是不是。这一座城是在那个红色的磐石里面凿出一个、刻出一个城市出来。
But this city of Petra was sculpted in the rock.
所以以色列人他们做梦希望有一天都能去 Petra 看一看。
So all these Israelites would dream that one day they could go see Petra.
所以你就知道说那一带的泥土通都是红的。
So you see that in that region, all the earth was pink.
离开那里不远有一个沙漠，有一个旷野。
And not far away from there is a wilderness.
那个旷野就是圣经里面的米甸旷野。
That is the Midian desert.
你知道摩西就在那里写了诗篇第九十篇。
That is the place where Moses wrote Psalm 90.
我们觉得旷野没有什么好的。
We think that there's nothing good in the wilderness.
如果你到了米甸旷野。
However, if you get to the Midian desert.
现在米甸旷野叫做 Wadi Rum. Wadi 是干旱的 ，Rum 是月亮的意思。
So if you go to the Midian desert, now it's called Wadi Rum. Rum.Wedding means dry and rum
no,
means
月亮月亮
oh, moon and then
wedding is dry red riverbed.
Wedding is dry riverbed、yeah. and rum is the moon.
对，所以现在你看见，当你到了米甸旷野的时候
，So you see when you get to the Midian desert，
你就知道说神怎么样把摩西在那里经过了四十年。
You see how the Lord has caused Moses to leave 14 years.
那个也许是全世界最美丽的旷野。
That is probably the most beautiful wilderness in the
world. 因为那里的石头慢慢风化了以后，所以那个整个的旷野是粉红色的。
After the rocks become crushed, all the wilderness is pink in color.
到了月亮的晚上的时候
，When the moon comes out in the night,
非常非常的美丽。
It is beautiful.
德国人常常骑骆驼，花两个礼拜到一个月就在那个旷野。
And Germans would spend 2 weeks to a month in that wilderness.
就在那旷野不远的地方。
Not very far from that wilderness.
这就是约伯所在的地方。
That is where Job was.
所故事发生就发生在这一带。
The story of Job occurred around that area.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是所谓的以东地。
Brothers and sisters, that is what the Bible refers to as the land of Edom.
那么杜马跟希尔有什么关系呢
？So what is Aduma to do with Edom?
你读圣经就明白了。
When you read the Bible, you understand.
你记不记得等到这个夏甲被赶出去的时候
？Remember that when Hagar was cast out.
不要忘记。
Don't remember.
神是公平的神。
God is a God that is just.
Justice. 所以意思就是说神是公正的。
So God is a God of justice.
那为着要维持他的公正
，Because he has to preserve his justice.
神当然爱以撒。
He loves Isaac.
你知道说神那个神给亚伯拉罕的应许是从经过以撒的。
You know that the promise that God gave to Abraham was through Isaac.
但是等到夏甲逃到旷野的时候
However, when Hagar ran to the wilderness,
结果神听见了他们的苦情。
The Lord has heard their misery.
以实玛利就是神听见的意思。
Israel means God heard.
所以好几次当神和夏甲对话的时候
So many times when God was conversing with Hagar,
神应许夏甲以应许以实玛利的后裔要像要非常非常多的。
And God also promised Hagar that the descendants of Ishmael was numerous.
而且他将来要成为大国。
And furthermore, he will be a great nation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
非常有意思的
This is very intriguing.
到底这个预言什么时候应验呢
When was this prophecy fulfilled?
什么时候以实玛利后来要成为一个大国呢
When did Ishmael become a great nation?
你知道亚伯兰有属灵的子孙也有属地的子孙
You know that Abraham has spiritual descendants as well as fleshly descendants.
属地的子孙就是今天的以色列人
His earthly descendants are the Israelites of today.
属天的子孙就是教会。
His descendants in spirit are the churches.
但是不要忘记，你讲的以实玛利后裔的时候。
However, when you refer to the descendants of Ishmael,
他有这个生命的子孙，那就是阿拉伯人。
And he also has the descendants, and these are the Arabs.
他也有宗教的子孙，就是今天所有相信回教的人。
And he also have religious descendants, and these are all the Muslims.
所以你看见今天的回教徒可以在世界上占一个很大很重要的比例。
And therefore, there's a huge proportion of Muslims in the world today.
因为神纪念他，神听见了。
Because God has heard.
所有他们的苦情，神都听见。
God has heard all their distress and misery.
以色列人需要福音，以色列阿拉伯人也需要福音。
Israelites need the gospel. The Arabs also need the
gospel. 中国人需要福音，印度人需要福音。
The Chinese people need the gospel. The Indians need the gospel.
我们的主不只为以色列人死，也为着阿拉伯人死。
Our Lord not only died for the Israelites, He also died for the Arabs.
主为以色列人死，主为巴勒斯坦人死。
The Lord died for the Israelites as well as the Palestinians.
每一个灵魂都是宝贵的。
Every single soul is precious.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore,
让我们记得
，Let us remember.
神听见了。
God has heard.
神听见了，神要拯救他们。
God has heard, and He will save them.
神拯救他们的目的，希望他们能来到神的面前。
God saved them so that they can come before the face of the
Lord. 有一天，他们能够接受福音。
And one day they could receive the gospel.
所以，当我们来读世界上的新闻的时候
，So today when we study the news,
表面上有这个情形，表面上有那个情形。
Superficially, we see one situation and another.
但是我们知道一件事。
However, we know this one thing.
你知道说，因着神听见的缘故。
Because God has heard.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
等到以实玛利的后裔。
When we have the descendants of Ishmael.
被欺压的时候。
When they have been oppressed.
神说，我听见了。
God said, I have heard.
你记得1918年，等到这个奥斯曼帝国瓦解的时候。
You know that in 1918, when the Ottoman Empire collapsed.
你知道阿拉伯的世界就被分开了。
The Arab world has been divided.
就被英国跟法国把它瓜分了。
And England and France divided up the Arab world.
所以才有伊拉克这个国家。
And therefore we have this country, Iraq.
但是不管怎么样
，regardless，
自从奥斯曼帝国瓦解了以后
，after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire，
你看见很明显的，西方真的就把阿拉伯的世界就瓜分了。
You clearly see the Western world has divided up the Arab world.
到时候他们没有办法和西方的世界平起平坐是不可能的事。
So to a point where the Arab world could not be considered equals with the Western world.
但是就说1918年没有多久以后。
However, shortly after 1918,
神都听见了。
God has heard.
因为神是以实玛利的神。
Because God is also the God of Ishmael.
在全世界没有料到的时候。
When the whole world does not
Suddenly, 你发现在沙特阿拉伯在科威特发现地有石油了。
Suddenly, Kuwait and the Arab has oil.
你知道他们所有的地方都是沙漠的。
You know they were in the wilderness.
他们会问一个问题：为什么神把最好的地方给别人，把沙漠留给我们
？They ask why did God left the good land to other people and then he was in the wilderness?
But
God has heard. He has heard.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？原来这些阿伯人他们更好坐在黄金的油田上面。
So you see, these Arabs are sitting on this gold oil.
你只要有钱，你就有权。你现在可以跟西方世界平起平坐。
If you have money, you have power, and now you are considered equals with the Western world.
你不觉得非常的稀奇吗？
Do you not marvel at this?
这一天美国人跟阿拉伯国家打交道的都是两面手法，对方都是用两面手法的，都是两面人。
When Americans deal with the Arabs, they have two strategies.
所以弟兄姊妹，这很明显的。
This is very clear.
为什么美国要忍气吞声呢？
Why the Americans had to swallow their pride?
因为他坐在黄金油田上，你不是。
Because the Arabs are sitting on the oil field and you are not.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Therefore,
我们的观念一定要改过来。
Our concept has to be changed.
我们绝对相信以色列神的选民，一点问题也没有。
We truly believe that the Israelites are the elect of God.
但是以色列选民不过是独居的民，在万国里面独居的民而已。
But Israel is only one people among all nations.
那其他的人呢？
What about the other people?
中国人呢？
What about Chinese?
印度人呢？
What about the Indians?
阿拉伯人呢？
What about the Arabs?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
主耶稣怎样在十字架上为你死，为我死，为人人死，你看见吗？神爱世人。
You see, when Jesus died on the cross for you and me and for all people, he loved the world. God has heard.
我们对政治有兴趣。
We're interested in politics.
神只对他儿子的救恩有兴趣。
But God is only interested in the salvation of his son.
神听见了。
God has heard.
现在阿拉伯人可以平起平坐。
Now the Arabs are considered equals as the Westerners.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这个是在奥斯曼帝国以后。
This happened after the Ottoman Empire.
奥斯曼帝国是在阿拉伯帝国以后。
The Ottoman Empire is after the Arab Kingdom.
Empire. 那不要忘记，这个都是以斯拉玛利子孙所建立的帝国。
These are all kingdoms established by the descendants of Ishmael.
这是第二个跟第三个。
This is the second and the third.
第一个是什么时候？
When did the first empire come to be?
第一个大概是在主前第四世纪一直到公元第一世纪。
So, the first empire was established in 40 BC to the first century.
这五百年不要忘记，就在。沙地阿拉伯就在这个沙地阿拉伯跟埃及中间。
So for 500 years between Saudi Arabia and Egypt,
有一个帝国。
There's a kingdom.
那个帝国当初就像蒙古一样。
That kingdom was like a Mongolia.
他们会骑马。
Those people knew how to ride horses.
他们有一种战术，就可以席卷那个地方所有的人。
They had this war strategy that could blow out all the people.
所以他们就建立了一个很大很大的帝国。
So they established a very, very great empire.
如果你读历史的话，那叫拿巴天帝国。
If you read history, it is the kingdom of the Naboth.
Nabasia. 那巴谢，你知道这个 T-E-A-N 就是人的意思。
You know that T-E-A-N means man.
人对。那么拿巴呢，就是拿半约的意思。
Naba refers to Naboth。
我不要忘记，拿半约就是以斯玛利的大儿子。
Don't forget, Naboth is the firstborn of Ishmael.
所以第一个所建立的世界的大的帝国是拿半约帝国。
So the first empire in the world was the empire of Naboth.
那拿半约帝国那是首都在什么地方呢？
So where was the capital of this Nabashan Empire?
首都就在希尔山的 Petra, 就是刚才所说的那个，就是刚才我们所说的那个佩特拉。
And the capital of this empire was located in Petra that we just mentioned.
所以现在你明白吗？
So now you see?
这是关于杜马的默示。
This is the oracles concerning Duma.
是讲到以斯玛利后来怎么建立一个帝国。
This illustrates how Ishmael established his kingdom.
但是呢，现在他的首都是在希尔。
However, the capital is in Seir.
当希尔说话的时候，整个帝国就说话了。
When Seir disappeared, the entire empire disappeared.
华盛顿说话的时候，全美国就说话了。
So when Washington D.C. speaks, the whole U.S. speaks.
现在明白，现在为什么翻译圣经的人翻译错了呢？
So you see the error of the translator of the Bible.
你看见吗？他认为说，这个如果是希尔发生的话，那么这是以东，这不应该杜马。但是原文根本就是杜马，你不可能把它改过来的。
Because when Seir speaks, people think that of course it is the speaking for Edom. But the original language means that when Seir speaks, it is for Duma. You cannot change that.
那么现在问题在这里，
so、
就是这个拿拜约帝国什么时候到全盛的时候？
So when did this Nabashan Empire reaches its highest point?
那大概是主前72年 到主前87年的时候。
So it is between 72 BC and 87 BC.
对不起，62年，六十二年。
62 BC to 87 BC.
大概是那一段的时间。
It's approximately that time frame.
还不到100年。
It is not even 100 years.
我们的主第一次就要来了。
So our Lord is coming back the first time.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
这个帝国很重要。
This empire is very critical.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为现在你看见神不只拿以色列做时钟的。
You see that not only is God using Israel as a clock.
你看见现在神也拿拜月帝国以实玛利的后裔来做时钟。
God is also using the Nebuchadnezzar Empire, the descendants of Ishmael, as a clock.
但是你知道拿拜月的人，他们多半在沙漠的。
However, you know that the descendants of Naboth are always in the wilderness.
非常非常的炎热。
And it's very, very scorching hot in the wilderness.
那比这里厉害的多了。
It is hotter there than here.
所以他们最喜欢什么？
So what is the thing that they like the best?
最喜欢就是太阳黄下山以后。
They love when the sun goes down.
他们最喜欢的就是夜晚。
They love the nighttime.
他们最喜欢的就是弯弯的月亮。
They love the new moon.
所以你看，所有的回教是很多回教的建筑上面一定是弯弯的月亮。
So you see a lot of Islamic buildings. They have this symbol of a new moon.
你知道今天我们在自由世，在我们都西方世界的红十字会
，You know the Red Cross in the Western world today.
结果到了那边就变成 Red Crescent， 就变成了月亮弯弯的。
So in the Arab world, the Red Cross becomes the Red Crescent.
所以他们一天到晚就喜欢月亮弯弯照九州，就是他们整天唱的就是这个歌。
So every time they would sing about this new crescent shining upon the Arab land.
他们迷恋夜晚。
They really love the nighttime.
因为晚白天的炎热叫他们不能够忍受。
Because they cannot tolerate the scorching heat in the day.
他们就要看一片一片的沙漠。
They see all this patches and patches of wilderness.
他们又问什么？为什么神把最好的地方给他们？留下沙漠给我们。
And they say, why did the God would give them good things and give us deserts?
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters. Because of this reason.
自从我们的主升天以后。
After our Lord has ascended to heavenlies.
太阳已经下山了。
The sun has gone down.
对基督徒来讲。
To Christians.
2000年来。
For 2000 years.
太阳从来没有升起来过。
The sun has never risen again.
为什么我们每次擘饼是吃主的晚餐？
Why is it that every time we break the bread, we're eating his supper? Because when we eat supper, the entire family gathers together.
那个时候没有电灯。
At that time, we have no
electricity. 那个时候没有电视。
There's no TV at the time.
那个时候也没有 Facebook.
At that time, there was no Facebook.
那个时候他们所等的就是天早一点亮。
At that time, all they were waiting for was the sky to be bright.
我们如此行，只等到主来。
We do this in remembrance
of
him until he comes.
每一个晚餐又是一个晚餐。
We break bread to remember the Lord supper after supper.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
到现在天还没有亮。
But the night has not turned bright.
2000年来。
For 2000 years.
教会一直是用晚餐的。
The church has continuously been taking supper.
一直等到主回来，我们要和他共进早餐。
Until he comes back, we will eat breakfast with him together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以如果你要问说,
if you want to ask,
到底主什么时候回来?
When is the Lord coming back?
到底天什么时候亮?
When exactly is the day turning bright?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你问问他们,
you ask them.
很明显的,
it's very clear.
神不只让以色列让无花果树告诉我们现在什么时候。
Not only did God use Israel and the fig tree to tell the time.
我们也问问以实玛利的后裔。
We can also ask the descendants of Ishmael.
他们会告诉我们。
And they will tell us.
你把这两个放在一起。
When you put the two together.
然后弟兄姊妹。
And
你看见他们同样有一个声音，同样一个讯息告诉你说，我必快来。
And there's the same message. I am coming quickly.
那弟兄姊妹，我们说过。
Brothers and sisters, we've said this before.
在希尔山的拿巴天帝国。
In the Nebuchadnezzar Empire located in Seir.
大概是在主前62年达到最高峰。
Approximately in 62 BC, it reaches its highest point.
如果今天到佩特拉去参观的话
，If you go to Petra to tour.
佩特拉所留下来的那个景点都是那个时候的景点。
All the scenery of Petra you will see today is what has been left over from that time.
给你看见的文化就是拿拜月的文化。
You will see the culture of the Nebuchadnezzar Empire.
太清楚，太清楚不过了。
It is so clear indeed.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在以赛亚那个时候,
in the time of Isaiah,
他说守望的夜里如何, 守望的夜里如何。
He said, watchman, how far gone is the night? Watchman, how far gone is the night?
因为主耶稣是公义的太阳。
Because the Lord Jesus is the Son of Righteousness.
只有主耶稣来到地上, 早晨。
Only when the Lord comes to this earth, then morning would come.
然后在主起，就在这个时候，这个根据第十二节守望的怎么回答呢？
And according to verse 12, what does the watchman say?
早晨将到，黑夜也来。
Morning comes, but also night.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
当希尔能够代表拿巴勒帝国在这发言的时候。
When Seir can be the spokesperson for the Nebuchadnezzar Empire.
那是日出。还没有升起以前的六十二年到八七十年八十年左右。
And that is the dawn has not come between 62 BC to 80 BC.
所以现在的信息是什么？
So what is the message?
弟兄姊妹，如果你问说日夜里如何，到底是什么时候了？
So when you say how far gone is the night, what is the time?
这守望告诉你，早晨将到，黑夜也来。
And the watchman says morning comes, but also night.
再等一等六十几年。
And you wait for another 60 some years.
黑夜就要到了尽头。
The night would come to its end.
早晨就要来到。
And morning would come.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
但是为什么黑夜也来呢？
Why is it that the night would also come?
因为没有多久以后。
Because very quickly
afterwards. 你看见说犹大就把我们的主卖了。
You see that Judah has betrayed our Lord.
所以约翰说那就是夜间。
Therefore John said it was night time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
现在很清楚,
it is very clear.
主第一次怎么来, 主第二次也怎么来。
How the Lord would come the first time, he would also come the second time.
主第一次来预言怎么应验, 主第二次来预言怎么样的应验。
How the prophecies about his first coming are fulfilled, prophecies about his second coming would also be fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Now you see,
不光是无花果树,
it's not only the fig tree,
还有其他的树。
There are other trees.
你看见同样告诉我们现在是什么时候。
It all tells about what time it is.
你看看以色列的后，你看看以实玛利的后裔。
You look at the descendants of Ishmael.
你就知道说主来的日子实在是近了。
You know that the day of the Lord is indeed soon.
弟兄姊妹，你知道说最近在报纸上你所看见许多的新闻。
You can read many news in newspapers.
你看见的都和什么？都和以撒的后裔跟以实玛利有关系的。
It's all revolving around the descendants of Isaac and descendants of Ishmael.
你知道，自从无花果树发嫩长叶以后
，You know that ever since the fig tree has put forth its branches,
一个巴掌打不响的，一个巴掌打不响。
You can't just make any noise with one paw.
你要两个巴掌才打得响的。
You can only make noise with two.
如果光无花果树发嫩长叶，没有事情发生的。
So it takes two to tango. The fig tree is only bearing trees and leaves.
这是马太福音。
And become tender. This is the gospel of Matthew.
当到路加福音。
However, when you get to the gospel of Luke.
当主对全世界说话的时候。
When the Lord is speaking to the entire world.
他说各样的树要发芽。
He said that all the trees will become tender.
现在你才明白了。
Now you understand.
如果以色列复国的话。
If the nation of Israel has been restored,
圣经里面那些古国势力要重新抬头的。
And you know that all the old kingdoms in the Bible would rise their head again.
所以等到那些也抬头的时候。
When all those older kingdoms would arise.
弟兄姊妹，在历史上。
Brothers and sisters, in history.
你看见以实玛利的后裔跟以撒的后裔怎样的彼此为敌。
You see how the descendants of Isaac opposed the descendants of Ishmael.
所以到了今天，同样的以实玛利的后裔跟以实玛亚亚亚以撒的后裔仍旧是为敌。
Likewise, the descendants of Isaac today are also enemies of descendants of Ishmael.
所以基督要记得一件事。
So Christians have to remember one thing.
以实玛利是预表肉体。
Ishmael is a typology of flesh.
这个以撒是预表圣灵。
Isaac is a typology of the spirit.
这只是预表。
This is just a typology.
这不是讲历史，这就预表来说。
This is only referring to typology.
所以肉体不能随便生的。
So you cannot bring forth flesh casually.
你只要一旦生了肉体，你看见说圣灵跟肉体世世代代要为仇。
So once you bring out flesh, flesh and the spirit will become enemies generation after generation.
自从亚伯拉罕生了以实玛利以后
，After Abraham has begotten Ishmael.
稀奇的很。
Amazingly,
以撒的后裔跟以实玛利的后裔从来没有一天好的日子。
The descendants of Ishmael and the descendants of Isaac never have a good day together.
有一首长恨歌不是白居易写的。
There's this long poem in China about how about your enemies.
有一首长恨歌是亚伯拉罕自己写的。
There is this poem about enemies written by Abraham.
不光是以色列发论章也。
Not only would Israel would have branches become tender and put out leaves. The descendants of Ishmael would also rise up.
他们也站在世界政治版图一个很重要的位置。
They also occupy a very important picture in the political science in the world.
他们运用他们石油的资源能够挥动整个的世界。
Because they have the resources of the crude oil, they can move the whole world around.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
如果你要知道现在是什么时候,
if you want to know what time it is now,
不只是无花果树发论章,
not only would the fig tree put out leaves and become tender, you see that all other trees will become tender and put out leaves.
现在你看见这两班的后裔，不光争一块山头，他们还争一块石头。
So you now know that not only would these two groups of descendants would fight over a mountain, they would also fight over a rock.
2000年，他们谈就在以色列跟阿拉伯跟巴勒斯坦谈判的时候。
In the year 2000, when Israel was in peace talk with Palestine,
以色列愿意让步 95% 的土地全部归还给 Palestine.
Israel was willing to return 95% of her land to Palestine.
为什么没有成功呢？
Why did it fail?
因为阿拉法特代表整个阿拉伯的世界。
Because the representatives of Arafat represented the whole Arab world.
提出两个要求。
They raised two requests.
第一,
First,
他代表整个的回教势力要把圣殿山拿回来。
They wanted to represent the entire Arab world to take back the mount, Temple Mount.
他们要 sovereignty, 他们要主权, 他们不光是使用权。
They don't want just the right to use the Temple Mount, they want sovereignty of the Temple Mount.
所以就这个缘故, 你看这第一点没有谈通。
So for this reason, they could not come to agreement on the first
point. 第二点就是他要以耶路撒冷做将来巴勒斯坦国的首都。
The second point is that the Palestinians want to use Jerusalem as its capital.
所以很明显他们争的是一块山头，是不是？
So clearly, are they fighting over a mountain?
就是摩利亚山那块。
It is the Mount Moriah.
那么现在以色列没有说我要在上面盖圣殿，不是？
Aren't the Israelites saying that we want to build the temple?
现在。 以色列没有说我要在山上面盖圣殿。
So now the Israelites did not say we want to build a temple on the Temple Mount.
所以那时候 Clinton 替他们说好话。
So at that time Clinton said good words for them on their behalf.
他们既然也不要盖圣殿。
If they're not wanting to build the temple,
你们在 Temple Mount 就给他们一块地方，让他们祷告就可以了。
So the Palestinians just give them a little place in the Temple Mount to let them pray.
结果谈判还是破裂。
However, the negotiations still broke down.
世界这么大。
This is such a big world.
以色列的后裔跟以斯玛利的后裔,
the descendants of Israel and the descendants of Ishmael,
他们争那块山头,
they were all fighting over this mountain.
从南到北有6个足球场那么大,
from north to south, there are 6 football fields.
从西到东有5个足球场那么宽,
and the width is from west to east is 5 football fields.
全世界有多大?
How big is our world?
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
以斯玛利跟以撒他们所争的就是那块山头。
Isaac and Ishmael were fighting over this Temple Mount.
最近, 考古学家更增加一些困难了。
Recently, archaeologists even brought forth more problems.
他们发现在清真寺那个磐石的里面,
they noticed that in the Dome of the Rock,
那个磐石非常可能是亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方，因为那个是摩利亚山最高的地方。
And there was this rock, and it was probably most likely where Abraham sacrificed Isaac, because it was the highest point on the mountain.
结果他们发现那个磐石上面有一个长方形的槽。
And they noticed that on this rock there is a rectangular depression.
那这个长跟宽如果两两的话,
if you measure the length and the width of this depression,
刚好和约柜的尺寸是一模一样。
It is the identical measurement of the tabernacle.
换一句话说,
in other words,
非常可能以色列的圣殿当时就它的至圣所就是在那个磐石做根基的。
So most likely the Holy of Holies was using that rock as this foundation for the Holy of Holies.
如果以色列的圣殿要重建的话,
if the temple of the Israelites were to be rebuilt,
那个根基就是今天清真寺里面那个磐石那块地。
It would be built on that rock, on the Dome of the Rock.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在不光是争一块山头,
We're not only fighting over this mountaintop.
现在两班的子孙乃是争那块石头。
The two descendants are fighting over this rock.
现在明白吗？
You see?
现在你怎么懂，怎么懂得来读你的报纸吗？
Do you know how to read the newspapers now?
现在你就知道说。
Now you know.
主说，我一旦动身，他很快的就要来到。
The Lord said, once I started my journey, I will come swiftly.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
给我们看见。
To enable us to see.
主的话不是一面说，主的话是两面说，多面的说。
The Lord only not use one phrase to teach us, that He uses many words and many portions.
到了最后，
ultimately,
当我们明白主的话的时候，
when we understand the word of the Lord,
我们能够肯定的说，
we can say with assurance,
我们真的是来到这个世界最末了的时候。
We truly have come to the end times of this world.
什么时候主都能够回来。
Anytime the Lord would come.
但愿我们能像约翰祷告。
May we can pray like John.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我把这些话再交在你的手。
Dear Lord Jesus, we give these words unto your hands.
人的话何等有限。
Men's words are so limited.
我们就圣灵在这里做感动的工作。
So we ask the Holy Spirit to do its work of moving our hearts.
开我们每一个人的眼睛。
Open each one of our eyes.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
把荣耀都归给你。
We give you all glory.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the adorable name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.